you knew these parties were not okay. They weren't freak-offs. They were satanic ritual orgies.
If you would have told the world last year that just about everyone in Hollywood is a sick, evil person, they would have called you a liar. If you would have told them that Hollywood is a giant satanic cult that participates in disturbing rituals, they would have called you a nutjob conspiracy theorist. I know this because I've spent the last almost 4 years telling people this on YouTube and over 10 years telling anyone I could outside of YouTube. Most people refuse to believe the truth when I say it, and others like myself say it, because we're not mainstream media. But now that the mainstream media is being forced to cover the exposure of the industry, people want to act like they care now. This is so ironic because the mainstream media is controlled by the very people who are doing the evil. Today, everyone is acting surprised at just how evil the industry is because the media is saying it. But when victims were saying it just a few months ago, they were ignored and ridiculed. Those who refuse to believe the truth are now being forced to accept it, as all of Hollywood's biggest stars are being exposed for what they are. Monsters. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about one of Diddy's alleged victims exposing the truth about his parties and the guests who attended. Let's get right into it. I know some of you are tired about hearing Diddy news, and so am I, but this is now much larger than just Diddy. Right now, executives, celebrities, politicians, and athletes are hiding in the walls like roaches when the exterminator walks in, trying their best not to get called out and dragged down with Diddy. The masses can't even imagine just how deep this goes, and how many of their favorite stars are involved. Those who have been watching this channel for years already know this industry is not at all what it seems. As this year unfolds, more and more information is coming out that proves what I've been saying for years. Hollywood is the home of the devil, and what this recent Diddy lawsuit reveals only confirms that. A couple of days back, I made a Patreon exclusive video talking about the 120 new victims that are suing Diddy. Out of those 120 victims, more than 20 were minors when they were victimized by Diddy. This law firm claims that they're working with victims that Diddy and his associates were prey on when they were young. The law firm claimed that they had evidence that Diddy S8'd a 9-year-old and other minors for record deal opportunities.
Cases, I would say 90% of the cases, these individuals were drugged with some sort of drug. That was kind of the MO. Another instance, this individual who was 9 years old at the time was taken to a audition in New York City with Bad Boy Records. Other boys were there to audition as well. All of them were trying to land a record deal. All of them were minors. This individual was sexually abused, allegedly by Sean Combs and several other people at the studio, in the promise to both his parents and to him himself of getting a record deal. Another instance, another minor, told allegedly by Sean Combs that he would make him a star, but needed a visit with him in private about it, away from his parents. Once they were in a private area, allegedly Mr. Combs made the victim perform sex upon him. Another incident, an individual 15 years old at the time, flown to New York City to attend a party, was drugged and then taken into a private room, allegedly in the presence of Mr. Combs, where this female individual minor was, and then other individuals took turns. Another individual, 26 at the time of the occurrence, was picked up by, allegedly, by Mr. Combs and several other people in a black SUV from the airport, was given one drink in the SUV and then literally woke up the next day not knowing what had happened, but with pain where she was then. She then went to the hospital.
As you heard for yourself, they're now saying that Diddy is a certified PDF file, something I have been saying for years. While you might think Diddy is doing this because he's sick, that's only half of it. Diddy isn't only sick, he's an occultist and a follower of Aleister Crowley. Diddy and all the other celebrities in Hollywood are a part of a sex cult called the Lima. People like Jay-Z, Rihanna, Kanye West, Ashton Kutcher, Lady Gaga, and many others are all Thelemites. What Diddy was hosting in his homes were sex rituals that all of Hollywood participates in. The reason the children are being used in these rituals is because Aleister Crowley taught that children were the best candidate for these rituals. They believe the younger the child, the more spiritual power they get from it. All over the internet, people have been calling out Jay-Z because they think that he might be guilty too. Jay-Z is actually just as bad, if not worse, than Diddy. He participates in the same rituals and follows Aleister Crowley as well. Jay-Z literally wore a hoodie with Crowley's main creo, Do What Thou Wilt, on it. Look what this sweater states open as day. He's not even trying to hide it. Also, look at Jay-Z doing the Eye of Horus symbol, the same symbol you can see Crowley wearing here. Jay-Z is also friends with Marina Abramovic, who openly hosts ritual parties in Hollywood all the time. Marina throws parties where her guests eat food that is shaped like human bodies. This is also a ritual. It's not just celebrities that attend these ritual parties. Politicians, executives, athletes, just about everyone in high society do. All members of the elite participate in these rituals. Like I said, this is bigger than Diddy. This is about the hidden truth of the world that people need to wake up to. Stop idolizing these occultists and start serving God. Diddy's freak-off parties weren't parties. They were Thelema rituals. And this alleged Diddy victim, Allie Carter, confirms that, as she claims she was at those parties when she was only a teen. Allie Carter claims to be one of the alleged victims Diddy and his elite friends SA'd at these rituals. She claims that she and other minors were used as party favors at these ritual parties. She also claims that many celebrities were there and even called out Denzel and Oprah.
Hi, my name is Allison Carter. My mom's name is Shelly Carter. In 2021, we did a live interview with Maria Z. We went viral in 2020. Today is September
23rd. Yes, it's the 23rd.
Yeah, September 23rd, 2024. I went into foster care at 13, 14. We tried to do a case against Riverside County Child Protective Services because Riverside County, do you hear me? Riverside County Child Protective Services was involved in my trafficking. I never thought that we would see the day where Diddy would get arrested. And I told you guys in that Maria Z interview in 2021 that no one tells on Diddy. P. Diddy. All right? Just the same way nobody tells on Denzel Washington. People don't usually talk and stop and think about the children victims that are going through things right now as we speak, and the ones who suffered through all this bull. And I've been hiding. My mom and I have been hiding. We've had our head down. We've tried to back up. We've tried to tell you everything that we can, and now we have people messaging us, investigators, people that want to talk now, when now it's because it's trending. We're still not on the subject of the kids. All the adults are covering their asses. All the adults are, I left at a certain time, yet you knew children were there. You knew these parties were not okay. They weren't freak-offs. They were satanic ritual. Jeez. Get it straight. It wasn't just adults in these parties. The adults were responsible for the child sex slaves that were in the party. And one of those children were me. Now, those who are trying to come at us now, talking like, oh, well, now the Diddy's out, now that you can talk. For why? Because we tried to have a case with Child Protective Services. We gave them 8 months worth of evidence. 8 months worth of evidence. That didn't even do a crumb. They took that case and they hid it. If you are a survivor and if you are a real victim, be careful. Because these hotline numbers that they're putting out, I don't trust them. I wouldn't do it.
They take your information to see what you have.
They're taking inventory.
And then they shut it down. Mm-hmm. They're taking inventory. So don't trust them. Don't trust the feds. Don't trust the judges. You're all guilty. You're all corrupt.
Some of y'all are sitting pretty trying to make the excuse of, oh, well, they were so evil. I was just trying to be undercover. See all the people running? They're ducking and hiding because everybody knows that there was children there. But we're still not talking about the kids yet. When are we going to talk about the kids? Everybody's demanding something from the victims. Why aren't you demanding it from the news? You know he's about to turn into another Epstein, and then the list follows, and it circles back into a web. So why isn't anybody demanding any information on the kids? Huh?
Where'd that supply chain come from?
Do you think that thousands of bottles worth of baby oil was for thousands of who? $65,000 worth of hot dogs and pizza was for who? Trafficking over the border was for who? Child Protective Services is your supplier. Is anybody going to talk about that? Where do you think all those kids are going? Because everybody that you love, you don't live in the world you think you do. Everybody that you think is not guilty is about to show you who they really are. I've been screaming for years. Right now, with other people who are running to cover their ass and deleting their social medias, Pink, Megan Fox, Tyra Banks, Steve Harvey. Why you running? You know what a part of me feels like? You know what? Good, run. Because then you get to see how it feels to have to jump and throw everything that you give a damn about away for 2 seconds. Get a moment of peace for not a damn moment. Not a moment of peace. You take it and you run with it because you're happy about the peace. But then you see how it feels when they get shaky. You see how it feels when the world is a little quiet, like, oh, my superstar, my idol. What about the victims? Our PTSD lives on every damn day that they did what they did. But it's only talked about when it's trending. We got legal evidence to drop. I just don't know what's the point. Yeah, I was at a Diddy party. I was one of the party favors. But I told you, nobody tells on Diddy. Maria Z, I did that interview in 2021, 7 months ago. We made sure, I already knew, that Diddy and Oprah is about to get arrested. I already knew that 7-8 months ago. We went and made sure there were sworn documents. We have them. When we went to Colorado for the A to Z event, we had a lot of legal evidence that we made sure we already had because we knew a list of people were about to get got. You can't run for that long. I'm just shocked we're finally seeing the day. So thank you so much for listening. We got to go and tie up some things and then we'll be back. But we got to move because we don't want to be sitting ducks. Not that that does anything. It just disturbs our people. There are too many victims. Victims that you don't even know their name. Victims that you'll never hear their laugh. Victims that you'll never know who the hell they were because everybody was so busy talking, bouncing to their music. Didn't I tell you? Music is a diary. Are you now figuring that out? Do you understand that their music is their diary? All these rappers, they're telling you what they did. The music, it's telling you what they did. The comedy and the art is a reflection of life. I got a reflection of life for you.
Let's be clear. You federal prosecutors, you have video surveillance from Diddy's house from back from 2008. Look in that 2008, 2010 span. You'll find her video there. You want to send it? Send it over? She'll say, yeah, that's me. Then you can do what you can do. But otherwise, we're not messing with you. I don't trust none of y'all.
Everybody, no. Not that black man. No. That can't be true. No. He can't be having satanic rituals. No. There's no way. Yeah, there is. And now you see. So now what you gonna do about it? Still, here we are with everybody. I want evidence. I want evidence. You got it. Now what you gonna do?
Those parties involve children. The media is making it sound like
they don't just involve
adults.
Children. They involve animals. The adults who are swearing up and down, I left at 1 o'clock in the morning.
You shouldn't have been there in the first place.
You shouldn't
disgusting.
Have been there. And on top of that, if you knew that there were children coming in after a certain hour, why the hell didn't you say anything until right now?
Coward.
All these people, I knew he was crazy. So you guilty. I told you everybody guilty. You're guilty. I don't care who it is that's saying, I left at 1 o'clock in the morning. Because why? Because why? You covered your ass.
Denzel, you a damn liar. Lecrae, you a damn liar.
And now we're going to delete like tweets like that's going to help anybody?
As you heard for yourself, Ali made it clear, these are not freak-off parties, these are rituals. What Ali is talking about is the Lima rituals that these celebrities participate in. They believe sex is a form of magic that could be harnessed and used to power your true will and ability to manifest your reality. They believe these rituals give them spiritual power. That's why they engage in ritual orgies and perform sacrifices. Hollywood wants to keep this all a secret, and that's why we don't see them talk about this at all. Everyone is acting shocked now, like they don't know what was going on, even though they did the same rituals to rise to the top. You think Oprah became a billionaire without participating in the industry secret cult? This is why Ali claims Oprah will allegedly get arrested just like Diddy. Oprah, as innocent as she makes herself appear, has sold out to Hollywood since the beginning. She went to those ritual orgies with Diddy and all the other celebrities. She made those sacrifices with them. Ali also said that the government is helping cover all of this up. I have been saying this for years. Our government was created by Freemasons. The government is controlled by Masons to this day, and they don't want the truth coming out because they are behind pushing the lies. Like I said earlier, this is much bigger than Diddy, but if we listen to the media, Diddy is the only monster in Hollywood. When Jaguar Wright tried calling out Jay-Z, Morgan attempted to defend Jay-Z, claiming he wasn't there to defend himself.
To know why there's no vindication for me, because for 4 years I've been screaming not just Diddy, but Diddy and Jay-Z are monsters, and the vic making machine kept going on.
Jay-Z has been notable by his silence since these charges brought against Diddy. Why do you think that is?
Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Robert Kelly, Sean Combs have one person in common professionally and privately: Sean Carter.
How many victims potentially do you think?
Thousands. Thousands. I've talked to hundreds that I deal with still myself. I have three victims right now who are willing to give testimony about not only what Mr. Carter has done to them, but his wife as well. They're a nasty little couple. They do nasty things.
What do you think happened with Kim?
Keeping people against their will, putting people on planes while they're unconscious. Just like Aaliyah got on that plane, unconscious. There's a lot of things that people don't want to talk about, Pierce.
Like I said, Jay-Z and Beyonce are not here, unfortunately, to respond to that.
I know.
As you heard for yourself, Morgan tried to shut Jaguar up about Jay-Z and Beyonce, claiming they weren't there to defend themselves, so she shouldn't talk bad about them. This makes zero sense, because he wanted her to talk about Diddy, who was also not there to defend himself. The media is just working hard to cover all of this up, and they have a narrative to push. Since Diddy fell out of line with the elite, they are sacrificing him for all of Hollywood's sins. People are saying that Diddy's arrest is all a distraction. That's not the case. Diddy is a sacrificial lamb. They are using Diddy as a scapegoat. The way they look at it, if they pin it all on Diddy, then they can save everyone else. Maybe a few people must go down with Diddy, but not all of Hollywood. They're covering up the fact that Hollywood is a giant sex cult by claiming that Diddy is the only one that's perverted in the industry. And the sad thing is, the world is falling for it. The same fingers people are pointing at Diddy should be aimed at all of the elite in Hollywood. And if you watch my channel for the last 3.5 years, you would have seen me expose just about everyone at the top in Hollywood for being a part of the same club as Diddy. They're all guilty. They're all Masonic puppets following Aleister Crowley. If you haven't put your faith in Christ yet, now is the time. So many people refuse to believe in God because they don't want to change their lives. They don't want to take responsibilities for their sins. The industry has made living in sin so attractive, and people don't want to believe in God because then there is no consequences for their sins. But just take a look around and you can see what that has caused. Our world is falling apart, and it's a result of giving up on morals. God set these morals to prevent us from destroying ourselves, just like we're doing right now. Think about how many poor souls are going to a burning end because of these celebrities. So many people worship these stars, and the stars lead them far away from God. Like I always say, it's our responsibility to help those who can't see the truth find the truth. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.